Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
It's a proper throwback on the Drive with Robin Ross. It's Spandau Ballet with True. This afternoon, I want to talk about food being sent back and sending back food. I read a statistic from an article that said almost 40% of British people would feel uncomfortable sending food back. So that's the large part of people. However, the majority of the people in the survey said that they would have no issue with complaining. And I get that. Want sê nou jy gaan eet iewers wat nie jou huis is nie, of nie iemand anders se huis is nie. Jy betaal vir daai diens en die manier hoe die kos voorberei is, is deel van waarvoor jy betaal.
Ja. Look, and the thing about it, you know, so it's one thing to send food back if it tastes exactly as it's been described.
Mm.
You know, I mean, there, I suppose there are some high-class restaurants that'll be like, oh, if it's not to your taste, we'll bring you something else that you might prefer. But if that's what it said on the menu and you just weren't sure and you just didn't like it, I don't know if I would send that back.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
That is like, if it is as advertised, but it's just not to my taste, then it's my fault.
Then you have no business sending something back. If you just, exactly like you said, if you don't like the taste, dan stuur jy dit terug. Maar is jy die type persoon wat gemaklik voel om kos terug te stuur? Want baie mense is eintlik bekommerd dat as hulle dit terugstuur, hoe gaan hulle dit terugkry? Are they going to do something to it? Can you actually feel comfortable enough in a place when you are a paying customer to send something back? So dis wat ek wil weet vanmiddag. Is jy gemaklik om goed terug te stuur as jy uit eet by 'n restaurant? Do you feel comfortable doing it? And if you don't feel comfortable, I want to know why. What are you afraid of that might happen if you do send it back? Because also, I read this, that food that has been sent back actually must go in the bin, that they can't then just kind of use your garnish for someone else's or like redecorate it and just hope that someone else that orders it is going to be happy with the state that it's in.
Yeah.
So yeah, laat weet my op die WhatsApp line 0848500942. Are you someone who is comfortable sending back food? And if you are someone who's not comfortable sending back food, what are you afraid of? We're talking about the biggest fears this afternoon. Waarvoor is jy bang? Hoekom stuur jy nie jou kos terug nie? Chanel's got a story, actually, of something that happened to her recently.
Hey guys, so the other night I went to eat out. Me and my friend wanted to share a plate of nachos. I mean, it's a really big serving. So I said to the waitress, can we please have one nachos, plate of nachos with extra guacamole? She bought it to us, but she bought two plates each with two extra guacamoles. And I said to her, we just wanted one. And she's like, no, I confirmed it was two. Okay, I didn't want to send that back because, I mean, I don't want to hurt her feelings. This is her job. It's important. And then I ordered a chocolate milkshake, got the chocolate milkshake. There was a piece of floss or something stringy my milkshake that I sent back. I'm like, listen, I can't drink this milkshake with this in. She bought me another milkshake. I'm like, hell no, sister. You're not going to send me or bring me another milkshake. What am I going to find in this next? So I think what people are afraid of is what you said. We are afraid of what will we get again. I was so put off, I didn't eat the nachos even further. And guess what? She charged me for the bar one milkshake or the chocolate milkshake. And I said, no, that's not happening.
Wow. Okay. So we've had from Chanel all kinds of, like, I guess, bad customer service wrapped into one. And she still didn't get what she wanted. And the drink that she ordered had something extra in it that she didn't want either. So thanks so much for the message, Chanel. Then Sean sends us this.
Hi, this is Sean so fun. Four ways. Ek het nie 'n probleem om my goeders terug te stuur. As ek vra vir 'n steak medium rare, moet daar 'n medium rare wees. Nie medium well done nie. Of soos as jy nou 'n chicken schnitzel bestel met 'n mushroom sauce en daai sauce kom yskoud daaraan. Ek stuur haar goed terug. Of ek betaal net hier daarvoor nie.
Ja, so Sean very comfortable with sending stuff back. We got a message in. People really do know this WhatsApp number line very well. 084-8500-942. One of the people that knows it very well is our producer, Wayne. Wayne sent a message to say he sent steak back 3 times. If I want raw meat, I'll eat biltong. Regards, Wayne. I buy form. And then the other thing that came through as well is there shouldn't be a fear of sending food back, because you are there. Not only are you paying for what you are putting into your mouth, you are also paying for the customer service. En as kliëntediens nie goed is nie, dan moet daar iets daaraan gedoen word.
And also, I mean, what kind of places are you going where you think that they might do something to your food? I mean, surely, like, people should be able to take, you know, compliments and also a bit of criticism to say, well, this is not the way that I asked for it.
Yeah.
So you can't be like, well, if you don't like my food...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mariska sent us a message to say that she actually does have a very irrational fear of sending food back because of films that we've grown up with and seen. Like, you see, like, what the worst case scenario can be of if someone thinks that you are being funny. Claire actually makes a really good point as well.
I have absolutely no problem sending food back, and I'm very nice about it, unless I get attitude.
Yeah. Yeah, because if you're in the customer service industry, you should be providing customer service.
Mm.
But it comes back to what you said at the beginning of this, Joe, how you do it. You don't need to be mean about sending something back. Jy kan iets terugstuur sonder om heeltemal die hele restaurant in rep en roer te hê nie, want almal moet nou luister hoe jy skree, want die diens is sleg en so en so. Daar's 'n manier om goed te doen, en ek dink dit is ook 'n rede hoekom mense dalk bietjie skuldig voel of skaam voel om kos terug te stuur, want hulle wil nie gesien word as moeilik nie.
Yeah, but then you see, but also, like, you know, when we're talking about it earlier, we're talking about, like, you know, if it's something that could make you sick, like if it's raw chicken and stuff like that, surely, like, you should be able to be like, this is not how I want to go down. You know what I mean? Salmon. I'm here for the salmon, not the salmonella.
Oh, Joe. 084-8500-942. Do you feel comfortable sending food back? And if you don't, what is stopping you from sending food back? Louis, he says, I understand people sending their food back, but my question is, how much of your food do you eat before sending it back? I have seen people at my table eating 2/3 of their food before sending it back. That's ghetto.
Mm.
That, and then going, oh, I want something else, or it doesn't taste good. And then you get a refund, but you've already managed to stomach 2/3 of a meal that you didn't enjoy.
Yeah, exactly.
Please, pull my other leg. And then to end it off, Mosalo sent us a WhatsApp as well. So, good evening, Roz and Joe, man. I feel comfortable sending food back. I want to enjoy my money as well as my meal.
Yes, yeah.
I love that. Like the epitome of eat your money. Eat your money.